There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-453. You can join us also via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. More about the NSA and the supposed changes that are going to be happening with the expiration of some of the provisions of the Patriot Act. It's my understanding the entire Patriot Act has not expired, but certain portions of it have, and of course there are people in Congress who would like to very quickly get back to the point of having those provisions. So, you know, how long will the expiration last, and will it actually mean anything? These are questions that remain to be seen. You're welcome to weigh in here toll free at 855-453. Joining you in the studio, you've got me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can get more of Derek J on his website, thederekj.com. And you've been back for almost a week from your vacation. So what's going on over at thederekj.com right now?
Freedom Fiends, 700th episode.
That's
just
right.
Posted there last night. So very exciting.
I had celebrating a little spot on that too.
Yes, you were on with me live. So
what? How many hosts are there of Freedom Fiends now? Over a dozen?
I think there are 16. Don't quote me on that, but I think we're at 16 now.
And they call themselves a teaching hospital.
Yeah, and almost all of them weighed in for the show last night. Either live or recorded form. Right?
Yeah, I think we had 10 co-hosts on, plus you, so 11 last night.
So I tried to think how many episodes of Free Talk Live there have been, and, you know, we never have really counted how many episodes there are.
We just number them by the date, and they've been going on since 2002.
Right, since 2002, and back in 2002, we were a five-day-a-week show. And then
well, we started out at two, at one day a week, then went to 5 days a week.
After like 3 weeks, we went to five days a week.
I think it was two.
Yeah.
Yeah, after 2 weeks.
And then later on, in that, like maybe a few years later, we went to 6 days a week.
Well, there was a time when we were...
several years later, to seven.
We'd been kicked off the air, we were on 1 day a week, then there was a time when we were...
It would be hard to estimate, but I guess if you really wanted to just kind of... ballpark it, since we've been on since 2002, it is now 2015, you know, let's call it 10 years, 365 days a year, because again, you know, so we've been on for more than 10 years, and in some years less than 365 days a year, so let's call it over 3,000 episodes. I think that would be a conservative estimate of the number of Free Talk Live.
When somebody's talking about their 700th episode and talking about how great that is, you don't go say, oh, we've been on 3,000.
Well, that's what I was thinking about last night as well. How many episodes of Free Talk Live have there been? Mark, that wasn't meant to take anything away from Michael Dean and the Freedom Fiends. And if you thought that was the reason why I was mentioning that, I'm sorry.
No, no, I didn't think that was the reason that you did it. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think that you intentionally act like a bore when you do it.
Wow. What does that mean?
A bore. Tactless, okay. In this case.
Well, we're doing a radio show, Mark. I'm not talking to Michael Dean. I congratulated him last night and wished him the best and talked about some of the nice things that have come out of the Freedom Fiends, like all the people that now are doing radio, like the Rebel Love Show, which has Michael Dean to thank, because Michael basically kind of walked him through the audio setup of basically recommending equipment and things like that. Michael Dean's done a lot of good work for Freedom.
Yeah, and Michael's show, it really has changed me in a lot of ways. One way that I was announcing yesterday, and I sort of regret, is that I've become sort of an audio snob. So if you, the listener out there, are someone who really appreciates high-quality audio, you'll really enjoy the Freedom Fiends for that reason.
It's true. So anyways, freedomfiends.com is their site. Good job on them. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sean, listening in Sacramento. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
So, basically, last Friday morning, sorry, let me catch my breath here. My son was injured when I shut my front door. It was a total accident. My chick had called 911 for emergency medical help. And instead, about 10 sheriffs show up. And what they did was they put me in the back of the car. And my son's fine, by the way. And what they did was said that the living area that me and my fiance were living in was too small, and that made me a neglectful parent. And that since my son was injured by the door being shut, they charged me with felony cruelty towards a child while my fiance and everybody that was here and witnessed the situation was telling them it was an accident and why are you arresting him?
Wow.
So they're saying your house is too small and that you're neglectful because
I built an in-laws quarters. My parents let me move up here to save money.
Yep.
Now they're telling me that I built the in-law quarters too small and that since I knew that I was going to put my 18-month-old son in there, that made me neglectful as a parent.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And so what my question is how am I going to fight this? Because they set my bail at $50,000. I got out.
Oh, jeez.
And CPS has already concluded their investigation as a complete accident. And, in fact, they had us come down for an interview, told us if it didn't go well that they would take our baby from us.
Mm.
So they didn't do that, thank God. And
yeah,
we got me out of jail, and now we're wondering, how do I stand up for my rights here? And they claim that since they couldn't understand her on the phone, that there's a California state law that gives them the right to come with full force to the property. They came here and ransacked my parents' whole property, saying that they were, quote, looking for dead bodies.
Wow, what a bunch of pleasant individuals.
What was the charge again that you were hit with?
Cruelty towards a child.
And that's the only charge?
No, and, what do you call it? Child neglect.
And one is a felony?
One is a felony.
And the other's a misdemeanor?
And the other's a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Well, the first thing I would do is make sure that I would want to know what these charges sort of carry beyond whatever the sentence is, because oftentimes there'll be, you know, there's these lists for people to go on once they've gotten some kind of charge or whatever. So if you get a felony, obviously you can't carry a gun after that, and that's bad news. What you need to understand is that the legal deck is stacked against everybody who deals with it. I would suggest that you keep on pointing out to the prosecutor and every opportunity you get that, hey, you know, CPS has cleared any wrongdoing here, and you should too. And I would, you know, just keep telling them, I'm not going to take a plea, until they either bring it down so low that you're like, oh, okay, I'll do it for time served and whatever. I'd be very careful of taking anything to trial because I don't trust trials. But I certainly wouldn't take their first offer because most of the time they just try to cover for their behavior. So it's like playing poker. And what you're trying to do is to get the best deal you can possibly get out of them. What you should get is they should drop the charges and leave you alone. They don't have to do that because it doesn't cost them money, right? Like, it cost you money to get out of jail for that $50,000 bond. It's going to cost you money for the attorney. They know that, and that's why they're going to try to string you along until you finally just take the plea and you know, do whatever. But lawyers, basically the lawyer that you're going to hire, this person is essentially trained in making plea deals. That's what their job is. And very few people take stuff to trial. I don't know what to say. I don't trust a jury of your peers, frankly.
You're also in California, where we know juries have been particularly bad. The Benjamin and the Bartholomew brothers.
Completely anecdotal.
Of course, that's why I'm giving an anecdote. The Bartholomew brothers were found guilty.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to relate something. The Bartholomew brothers were found guilty by a jury in California of crimes that weren't even proven in their case.
They were found guilty for things that weren't crimes.
Yeah, I mean, it was just ridiculous. So, yeah, I agree with Mark. It's hard to really trust a jury to do the right thing. And I know that Derek J and I are doing some Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach this week. So, Derek J, do you agree that he should not take the plea, at least until right up until the very end, if they offer a really good one later on?
That would be the smart thing to do. You know, with negotiation, you always want to see what the better deal you can get is. Although, when I first heard this, I'm thinking, what's the best possible solution? That you come out, you get your money back, you get to live in the same house where you did before, and you still are subjected to those sheriffs? I mean, is your family like Mexico? Might want to take a trip.
I wish. Now, we would like to go as far as pressing charges on Placer County, the Sheriff's Department.
That's going to be even harder to do. Most lawyers are very unwilling to do that kind of thing. But let us know what happened, Sean. And if you want to learn more about not taking a plea, go to don'tplea.freekeen.com. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back now with Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. More to say about the NSA here in a little bit with the supposed expiration of some portions of the Patriot Act. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here tonight. 855-450-3733. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. But first, we'll let you know how to get Bitcoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, and not just Bitcoin. They also offer Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can grab their app for your smartphone or just get it done there on their website at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Ian here in studio.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And Sean is with us in Vegas. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I'm a Free State Project signer and
excellent
to be early mover. We're getting ready to move. Hopefully we'll be moving out to the Keene area in March of 2016.
Oh, wow.
Have you been here before?
I have not. We decided not to spend the money and the time to try and get out there. I've got to sell my ranch out here in Vegas and get stuff ready to move out there. So we figured we're not doing it for the area. We're doing it for the cause. So there wasn't really a reason to go out there. We'll find the spot that we want.
Yeah. That's how I felt about it. I came out here without ever having visited New Hampshire. I mean, it just, for those that don't know, the Free State Project is a movement of what will hopefully be 20,000 people. We are looking to get 20,000 people to sign up and pledge to make the move here to New Hampshire and then get active to achieve as much liberty in our lifetime as possible. Over 16,000 have currently signed up. And over 1,700 are already here. Many of them are early movers, like the three of us here in the studio tonight. And it's working already. People are getting elected. There's all kinds of exciting activism going on here. More activism happening in 1 week here, I think, than happened in an entire year, likely, where I'm from down in Florida. So it's great to hear that you've got that level of dedication, too, the kind of person who, you know, you just love the idea and you're going with it, and then you'll kind of figure it out when you get here. A lot of people will rent a house here and then, you know, kind of explore New Hampshire once they make the move and then maybe settle in and put down roots and buy somewhere. Is that kind of what your plan is?
Well, we have a 40-foot fifth wheel that we're going to live in for the first 6 months or a year to check out all the areas so we can kind of travel around and take our house with us. So
great.
It would be easier. We thought that would be the best way to check it out. But
yeah, it's a smart idea. I mean, because you're going to spend some money to come up, just to come to ForkFest from as far away as Nevada, you're going to spend some money to get here. And that could be money that you could put towards the moving truck or whatever it is that you need to do to actually tie up the loose ends and make the move. But what were you calling about tonight?
Kind of like a Free State Project Outreach. I'm a dealer on the Strip, I deal poker. And I get a chance to talk to a lot of people and bring this subject up all the time. And in poker is actually a very liberty-minded kind of field. As far as the players are normally more liberty-minded people, you know, a lot of them that are play for a living certainly don't file any form of taxes or anything like that. It's very common that the liberty mindset's very alive in that community.
Yeah.
And by its nature.
I'll bet.
So I get a chance to talk to a lot of people about it, and I bring it up that, you know, I'm moving to New Hampshire, and they ask why, and I tell them about the Free State Project. But I'm kind of looking for a way to explain the Free State Project. I feel like I kind of hit a wall sometimes when I'm trying to give a breakdown of, like, oh, what is the Free State Project? You know what I mean? And just wondering if you guys have any way. You guys do a lot of outreach, so I thought maybe you'd have a good suggestion on kind of how to describe the Free State Project. I can't go into too much detail on the kind of
on the
politics
floor.
I'm dealing in the box, but I can still explain it. You know what I mean? That's not a problem. And
well, I mean, how would you explain it right now? I mean, if let's pretend you're at the table and you're dealing some cards, and you know you happen to know that one of the players is liberty oriented. What do you say to that person?
How do you know that? Maybe they should ask about it. What's the Free State Project?
I'll just tell them, you know, like, yeah, what is it? And I'm like, you know, I tell them that. You know, it's a project to try and get 20,000 like-minded or liberty-minded individuals to one given area, which was decided to be New Hampshire, and to try and, you know, make changes to, you know, to government and to life to live more free. You know what I mean? And I was just wondering.
Sounds if pretty good to me.
That I could add to that to kind of get them, push them towards maybe even checking out the website and stuff like that. You know.
Well, what are you getting for objections? I mean, what makes you feel like you're running up against a wall?
I just feel like I run out of promotion really quickly. Like there should be more I should be able to tell them about it. You know what I mean? I feel like I kind of run into a wall at that point. Like I'm out of things to tell them about the Free State Project.
Maybe go and watch the 101 Reasons film, which, by the way, their website is down, so you'll have to go to YouTube and search for it, 101 Reasons film, or 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great movie that goes over 101 really solid reasons why people might want to consider moving here. But, yep. You know, in my opinion, I don't know what it's like when you're dealing with your customers at the table and how detailed you can get. I generally would think you'd want to leave just a taste in their mouth and not puke on them, you know, with all this extra information. Just say something that's going to entice them to maybe want to learn more and then maybe point them to the 101 reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire.
One thing I would say is you want to give the teaser in a way that will make people want to look further. So I would say something like, look, I can't be too explicit. Explicit might not be the right word. People think that means nakedness. But I can't be, spend too much time on it here because of the nature of it and, you know, sort of working. But I can tell you that the idea is to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals, you know, people who believe in the ideas of liberty to all move to one state to see what kind of effect we have on, you know, the state or its government or whatever that is. And I think that's a pretty good explanation. You'll drop the buzzword of liberty oriented and most people that are going to be willing to move right off the bat are going to understand what that buzzword means. Sure. The people who aren't willing to move, you know, they're going to perhaps look after you say that, but you don't get involved in a big conversation. You don't drop the dangerous word libertarian, which just sounds very political. And, you know, you don't alienate people in that way who might have given you a larger tip if you had been a Democrat or a Republican. Mm. And so I think that that's probably the best way to go about it is to kind of tease them with it and let them know that, you know, I can't say too much because I'm here or I'd tell you more. There's really interesting things on the internet. Go ahead. Yep. What's that?
I was just saying, so just try to push them towards the website or towards the video, you know, the 101 reasons, because that's a great video. I've watched it twice.
If you've seen that video, you know how good it is. I think it's persuasive.
They did an amazing job on production of that, for sure.
Hey, Mark, you said you have to tip a dealer? Is that, I don't know anything about gambling. You have to tip dealers? Aren't they making enough money?
Don't ask me. Ask
him. We make minimum wage, and then we whatever you guys leave us.
So. No kidding.
Don't get me wrong. We do very well. I mean, I worked last night. I made $500, so.
But minimum wage, besides the tips. Interesting. I didn't know that about the business. Thanks for sharing, Sean. We'll look forward to seeing you guys next year when you make the move for the Free State Project. Thanks for the call tonight. And good luck continuing to communicate. This is something that Free State Project participants who have not yet made the move can spend their time doing, which is reaching out to other libertarian and liberty-minded folks and spreading the idea of the Free State Project to those folks and share some of the success stories. There are a lot of them. There's more on the way here on Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. We're talking about the National Security Agency and the Patriot Act provisions that have been apparently allowed to expire, much to the chagrin of some of the people in Congress, the Senate specifically. They're, of course, going to be doing their best to reinitiate those provisions, and we can talk more about that coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Derek J.,
and Mark.
And also, don't forget to join us online where we've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact over at freetalklive.com. The same page that has the cam on it also has our chat room. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can chat with various listeners who might happen to be hanging out during and before and after the show. So go and enjoy over at cam.freetalklive.com. I want to get back to the AP story here in a moment, but I think it's important to interject a little onion into this particular situation because I think they, as usual, have nailed it. Headline at theonion.com. Frustrated NSA now forced to rely on mass surveillance programs that haven't come to light yet. Fort Meade, Maryland, expressing frustration over Congress' decision to let provisions allowing the bulk collection of phone data expire, annoyed National Security Agency officials reported Monday that the organization would now be forced to rely exclusively on mass surveillance programs that have yet to come to light. Quote, "Unfortunately, lawmakers chose to limit our intelligence gathering capabilities by discontinuing key sections of the Patriot Act, and now we have no choice but to depend on a number of other civilian monitoring initiatives that continue to remain hidden from the public," said NSA Director Michael Rogers.
I can't imagine how much more stuff at this point they've done. It's been exposed that they're doing everything but listening to every word of your call.
NSA Director Michael Rogers adding that although the agency still has a wide variety of covert hacking, wiretapping, and GPS tracking programs at its disposal that have not yet been exposed by whistleblowers or investigative journalists, the end of its ability to record the phone data of millions of Americans still represents, quote, a fairly sizable inconvenience, unquote, for the organization. Quote, obviously, we will continue to carry out our duty of protecting the United States, but without the powers granted to us under Section 215 of the Patriot Act, I guess we'll just have to make do with our dark sky systems, the Linguos protocol, and Project Optic, among several dozen others, unquote. Rogers noted that while the NSA was disappointed to see the old metadata collection program lapse, ultimately the capabilities of its newer surveillance projects make the old one look minuscule in comparison. And to me, I think that's probably, you know, for those that don't know, The Onion is a satire website, but sometimes satire is closer to truth than you might want to believe.
Oh, they can. It's certainly a cutting article, and I think that
and very timely.
Yeah, I think they deserve every bit of it, frankly.
So back to the story here from the AP, back to the supposed real story, where they're talking about how these provisions of the Patriot Act have expired, and there's action in the Senate to try to bring them back. There's also this USA Freedom Act, which, as they point out here, the current legislation would hardly count as a defeat for the NSA. Snowden's former employer, agency officials, including Director Keith Alexander, have long said they have no problem with ending their collection of phone records so long as they could continue to search the data that is held by the phone companies, which the legislation allows them to do.
What are they doing with that big giant data center out in Utah if they're not trying to hold all that information?
Well, they could do all kinds of things with that data center, I imagine.
Scary.
And I suspect that data center is already being used for other purposes, and I don't think they were just using it for the one collecting phone records purpose in the first place.
I don't know. It's a lot of data space they've got.
Yep. Going on here, if the legislation fails and the surveillance provisions expire, that would be a blow to U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies. Beside the phone records provision, expiration of the Patriot Act has meant a halt. By the way, it's not the whole Patriot Act that's expired. That's, I think, is an inaccurate statement there. It's only certain provisions of it.
Yeah.
Has meant a halt in the FBI's authority to gather business records in terrorism and espionage investigations and to more easily eavesdrop on suspects who are discarding cell phones to avoid surveillance. Quote, these are specific tools that our national security professionals have previously used that they can, as of today, no longer use because of the partisan dysfunction in the United States Senate, said the White House spokes bureaucrat Josh Earnest.
I'm not sure if that's the partisan dysfunction that's stopping this from happening.
What do you mean?
Well, this isn't just Democrats and Republicans disagreeing on something.
What is it?
This is a lot of, there are a lot of people on, at least some people on both sides of the aisle.
Well, that's
right?
What he's saying here. They can't come together. They can't come together in the name of the country and bring this back. He wants, the White House wants these things back, right?
No, the White House is Democrats.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Democrats that necessarily want to stop this. This doesn't make any sense. The term partisan here isn't what it's about. It's about which senators have gotten the biggest payoffs from the military-industrial complex.
Amendments proposed by Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina, Republican who chairs the Intelligence Committee, were designed, he said, to win quick House approval. One requires the director of the National Intelligence to certify the NSA can effectively search records held by the phone companies in terrorism investigations. Another would require the phone companies to notify the government if they change their policy on how long they hold those records. And a third, to extend the transition from 6 months to 12 months, promises to be somewhat controversial, the transition being that if these provisions are enacted or reenacted, that they would only stay on again. This phone record collection would then begin. They're claiming that it has stopped now. They're claiming that it would then begin again with these new provisions that if they're passed. And some are proposing that it should go on for 12 months with this transition period, others 6. Either way, how are you really going to know whether they've actually shut it down? How are you really going to know any of these things? And I think that brings me to the ultimate point of this discussion. Not just to make fun of the NSA, but also to point out that you can't trust the government to do what they say they're going to do. So,
yeah, there's better acting in porn than what's going on here from the NSA.
If you want to protect yourself, you have to take some steps. Derek J., what are some privacy-related steps that one could take to, you know, not rely on the honesty of the government.
I would say if you're looking to communicate over the phone, there's a free app that I recommend and I use called Redphone.
Yep, I've got that one.
There are others, and so you can try out a few different ones. There are ways that people can encrypt their text communications. TechSecure is one that's produced by the same people who make Redphone, and I think that works pretty nicely. I've tried out a few of these different apps to take personal responsibility for my own privacy when using electronic devices. I don't use them all the time, you know, it's like a time and a place.
But I do use TechSecure all the time. I mean, if I'm going to send a text, I'm in the TechSecure app. Now, that doesn't mean that all of the people I would send a text to also have it.
Right.
But if they do, and you are one of the people who does, if they have TechSecure, then I'm in TechSecure all the time.
And it's easy enough to see if they do or they don't and send someone an unencrypted text versus an encrypted one.
That's true.
These apps have gotten better over time, and I'm sure they'll get better in the near future. Yes. But I don't depend on the government or believe them when they say, I'm going to stop spying on you, Derek. It's all over now. I'm just going to say,
caught us.
Yeah, nope, I will encrypt my communications when I want privacy.
Yeah, I think that we thought here on Free Talk Live, the majority of us thought that, you know, the stuff that was revealed by Snowden pretty much was what was going on, if not more, already. So none of it really came as a big surprise to us. The rumblings had been out there, and most people suspected it anyway. Turns out it's all true, and they'd just been lying about it. I think that the biggest revelation is that the NSA will lie even when they know they're caught.
Caught red-handed. They'll just keep lying.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's not just the NSA who behave that way. Pretty much any government agency will tell lies if
Why
it
not?
Benefits them.
It's not like there's a punishment for them.
Yeah, exactly. There's another suggestion I've got for privacy. We'll come back with that here in a moment. And what about you? I mean, TechSecure and Redphone seem like the two staples. Like those, if you've got a smartphone and you want privacy, those seem to be the real go-to apps. So what else is there, though? What do you use in your life to protect your privacy? ProXPN, obviously another great
choice.
Tool.
Yeah.
ProXPN.com/FTL. But there's more, and we'll come back with that here. 855-450-FREE. But want to hear your suggestions, because, you know, we've got sort of the routine suggestions now that we're so used to trotting out. What are we missing? What's new out there in the world of protecting yourself, encrypting your communications, whether it's your smartphone or your computer? Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Derek J is going to tell us about man-spreading on the subway. Apparently it's illegal in New York. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can join us online. So drop by freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support what we're doing, one of the ways you can do that and get the stuff you're looking for in life is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's also a link to Walmart, but Amazon's really where people tend to go. So you go through the Amazon links to Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, or Amazon US. Get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for. I just recently got a new mixer for our Rode kit because we're going to Porkfest very, very soon. And I want to make sure everything is working in tip-top shape. The other one we had was kind of getting a little cruddy, so it was time for a replacement. And I went on there, and again, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can get whatever it is you're looking for, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. And you get the same great prices. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so they know we sent you, and they send us a cut. Go start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So I don't know if there's much more to say here. You know, you've got these bureaucrats and these politicians up in D.C. They're going to do their best to restore as much of the power that the NSA previously had had. And even if the NSA is somehow smacked down on a couple of things that they've done before, as The Onion pointed out, they'll just do it anyway. They'll just do it quietly. They'll set up another server farm somewhere else, somewhere secret, and they'll keep doing this, the stealing of information that they've been doing. So we were talking about some solutions, because you can't count on the government to do what they say they're going to do. You know they're dishonest. You know they tell lies a lot, and they can't be trusted. So you've got to take the precautions. You've got to do the jump through the hoops that it takes to instill privacy in your online activities. Derek J., you recommended Text Secure and Redfone, which are two excellent apps, and I believe they are both available for iPhone and so iOS and Android operating systems. So important tools right there. If you've got a smartphone, there's no reason not to have these tools. They're free. So you just go and you download them. And then anybody else who has Text Secure, when you send them a text, you can, I think it'll indicate, right? Won't it indicate automatically? And it's like you can
yeah, it has a little lock picture next to their name. It incorporates everyone that's already on your contacts list, checks to see if they've got TechSecure,
right,
and then puts a little lock next to their name to indicate that to you.
And then you can exchange a key with them, and
yep,
you're good to go.
Yeah, then you close up that lock, and you've got a private communication network.
Red Phone also does the same thing, where it will identify who on your current list of phone numbers has this application, and that will allow you to connect. When you make a phone call, it'll ask you, would you like to call with Redphone? Which means it will encrypt your voice connection at that point. So TechSecure encrypts your texts. So when your phone company, whoever your provider is, or the police come to the phone company and say, we want that Derek J. Freeman's phone records, and then they pull your records and they look at all your texts, all they'll see is a bunch of gibberish. It'll look like a bunch of garbage,
yep,
to them. And there's, you know, I don't know what it would take them to crack into that. Every type of encryption with enough hard work and computer brute forcing and strength can probably be cracked, but it would probably
then
take
why
them,
hasn't Bitcoin been cracked?
It will probably take them longer than, you know,
than life on, on the planet before the magnetic field of the poles switches and all of creation is destroyed. No, not all encryption can be brute forced.
Okay, well, I don't really know, Mark.
Not at today's standards,
yeah,
right? But, like, who knows? Maybe
quantum
100 years down the road.
Quantum computers could,
yeah,
but I don't, you know, we don't, today they're just kind of a fantasy. They haven't really been able to pull, like, we don't know, right? Angels could too, but they're about as real as quantum computing is, sort of in the way that,
yeah,
it's considered.
I guess what I'm saying is, Mark, I'm not a programmer, so
yeah,
I don't know how good the encryption is on TechSecure, and...
But it's better than a regular phone and a regular,
yeah,
texting.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
Which, those things that you just mentioned are completely unencrypted.
There's something,
yes,
more complicated that's also worth mentioning called BitMessage that works,
uh-huh,
sort of along the same design as what Mark just brought up, Bitcoin. It's sort of a decentralized email service. So, you know, you
isn't
can...
Isn't it using a blockchain of some sort?
Yeah. You know, you're sending out a message to everyone, and only the people who have the private key to decrypt that can read it, and so you'll send it to a particular person. It gets broadcast to everyone, but then only one person can receive the message.
So you said it's more complicated. Why?
It involves more. It's not as user friendly. Yeah, I mean, like Redphone and TechSecure are developed by companies. I think they're a for-profit company, even though it's a free service. I think that they are part of a company that makes money somehow.
Okay.
And
I hope so.
BitMessage is not. It's a decentralized, it's just a new type of technology. It's like being the wheel, right? The wheel doesn't have a sole company or creator, and so there's not like a company working to make wheels easier for everyone. You know
what
I mean?
I'd like to know more about the company behind TechSecure. I mean, I feel like I've heard some things about it, but I don't honestly know. I mean, hopefully it's not the NSA, you know, masquerading as some sort of privacy company.
So you're a genius.
That's the one thing you do have to be careful of when it comes to these solutions online. And I feel like I've heard TechSecure is open source. I feel like that it can be audited, but I don't know for sure.
Well, they're from a company called Open Whisper Systems.
Okay.
And apparently Open Whisper Systems works on this sort of technology, so... Just ballparking that probably a company that wants higher level security for themselves could hire out this company, and they would know about them because they've got this free app that's so popular. Just a guess.
Certainly possible. Their website, by the way, is whispersystems.org, and you know, maybe somebody can who's more intimately familiar with this system can explain to us, you know, whether or not this is actually...
Oh, I was wrong. I did a bit of research that says it's a nonprofit software group that develops collaborative open source projects.
Yep,
with a mission to, quote, make private communication simple.
Well, sometimes a lot of these guys who do this stuff, and gals, there's a lady on their team, but sometimes a lot of these programmers are doing this kind of work because they want their product to get out there so their name gets out there, so somebody would, you know, who needs some kind of encryption or whatever programming done, they'll hire these team members, right? They'll see that, oh, you worked on TechSecure? Oh, I want you on my team for this project. So it does benefit them sort of in the long run to be involved in a project like this. And, of course, it also benefits all of humanity because it helps protect your communication. So again, TechSecure, very good. Redfone, excellent. I've used them for a couple of years at least, if not longer. And more so TechSecure than Redfone. I just, for whatever reason, I guess I just don't really have that many conversations that I feel need to be private with that. But it's just nice to have the texting always being in private. I think that's a pretty cool thing. So what else? What are we missing here? PGP. We didn't get a chance to talk about that before. Now, that can be a little complicated.
It's getting
easier. It's easier now. There's Mailvelope, which makes it really easy in your email
system.
There's
another one that integrates with Google
There's CryptoKit, which also makes it really easy to send and encrypt messages.
There's also a free service called Hushmail that works very similar to Gmail. So if you use Gmail already, you'll have no problem using this. It's free.
And you've used it?
Yeah, and I've used it, and it sends all messages from Hushmail to Hushmail privately over PGP. And it's very easy to use. So if you have a message that you want to send to someone, you can just say, hey, go get this set up here. It'll take you 2 seconds, and then I can send my message across to you. So, you know, that's one foolproof method if you want to use PGP, but you don't want to learn how to set it up.
These other things that are making it a lot easier. I mean, I've tried Mailvelope, and it's super easy. Mm-hmm. It's super, super easy to use that. So, like, for somebody who wants to use PGP, you don't really have to go through the learning curve that you used to have to.
I always wonder, you know, how compromised is the computer I'm using already? I've been using this for, 4 years or something. What flash drive have I stuck in here I've stuck in someone else's computer that's been infected with Lord knows what that says I'm going to track your keystrokes or whatever you're typing?
Could happen.
So, I mean, even though I'm sending these communications privately, that are encrypted, who knows whether or not there's some keylogger that's on my computer that's reporting back to the NSA.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I wonder, you know, obviously there's antivirus software and malware software that could, in theory, catch some of that. But what if it's a keylogger that's been custom written just for you, right? Like, what if it's a new piece of code that has never been seen before? I mean, that we're getting into the realm of the super paranoid here, right? But it's a legitimate concern.
And there are tools to get around this. There are things like Tails Linux, which is a very easy to use program that anyone can download and put on a flash drive. It's basically a whole operating system that fits a thumb drive. It's got everything in there: mail communications, instant communications through Pigeon, encrypted chat.
You can plug that into any computer you get on. So if you go to the library, if you go, you know, to work or wherever you're getting on someone else's computer, you reboot the computer with this flash drive in it, and you've got your own private installation of Linux.
That's called Tails.
That's right. And you can go and find that online fairly easily. There's more on the way. What about your tools and tips? It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.